Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. The Reverend Michael Meyer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading for this morning is from the Holy Gospel of St. Luke, the 17th chapter. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The story in our reading this morning appears to be pretty straightforward, and on the one hand it is. 10 lepers were cleansed by Jesus, and as they made their way to the priest, yet only one of them, a Samaritan, returned to give thanks to Jesus and to praise God. Seeing that the other 9 did not return, Jesus said, were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." The story offers a basic lesson in giving thanks. Think about the Apostles' Creed for a moment and its explanation in the Small Catechism. In it, we confess that we believe that God has made me and all creatures, given me my body and soul, my eyes, ears, all my members, and still takes care of them. It then lists, of course, all the other first article gifts that the Father gives to us, of food and clothing, house and home, land, animals, and children, all that we have. Furthermore, that God richly and daily provides us with all that we need in this body and life. For those things, Luther teaches us, or rather the Scriptures teach us, that it is our duty to thank and praise, to serve and obey God for His good gifts in this life. Now, I think we can agree that recovery from leprosy would certainly be one of those good gifts that is received out of His fatherly divine goodness and mercy without any merit or worthiness on our part or the part of that leper. And yet there's more to the story than the simple admonishment to say thank you like the one and to not show ingratitude like the 9. And to put it simply, there is a fundamental shift occurring in the person and the work of Jesus. The temple sacrifices and the ceremonial obligations of the Old Testament will pass away, being fulfilled by Jesus and replaced by Him who has come to us as our great high priest and the final sacrifice. In other words, the ceremonial law finds its fulfillment, its completion in Jesus. Thus, the leper is cleansed and declared to be clean by Jesus. Now, we too are unclean in the worst possible ways, muddied by our sins and the sins of Adam, which we inherited, separated from God by a great chasm of our own design, alienated from each other spiritually and spiritually dead. The devil seeks to continue to divide us even further by turning us against one another and isolating us so that we could more easily be devoured. This, of course, was one of the great tragedies of COVID. There were others, and still are others, but the greatest was the fear-forced isolation. Government mandated at some points and voluntary at others. And the devil rejoiced in each week that passed, in each person, in each family that isolated themselves away from the church. He sought, and he still seeks, to devour and to destroy both body and soul. Yet in the midst of this chaos, the voice of Jesus rang out. It does so again today and every day that his word is proclaimed and his sacraments are administered according to his command, our great high priest declares you to be clean. For the waters of his holy baptism have claimed you. They are life-giving and they are eternal, a living water that moves and cleanses you to this very day. In a blessed exchange, he suffers for your sin and he dies your death so that you would be spared. He rose victorious over that death so that you would rejoice in the same victory and walk in newness of life. Jesus suffered the Father's isolation and abandonment on the cross so that you would be restored to fellowship with the Almighty and with one another. And this is what Paul writes about in Ephesians chapter 2. But now, in Christ, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility by abolishing the law of commandments expressed in ordinances, that he might create in himself one new man in place of the two, so making peace, and might reconcile us both to God in one body through the cross, thereby killing the hostility. In other words, Paul is saying that upon the cross, Jesus became the despised and the rejected leper, the most unclean of all men, so that the leper in our reading, and so that you and I might be declared clean and thus acceptable and accepted by God. Like the Samaritan, you are here day after day, week after week, to sing praises and to God and to give thanks. And yet more than that, you have gathered here to receive from him what only he can give, that is forgiveness, life, and salvation. For in the midst of an unclean world, a world mired in filth and sadness and moral decay, the great high priest of the new covenant declares to you here and now that you are clean, that you are forgiven, and you are holy and righteous. And it is so. Now then, rise and go your way. Your faith, given and extolled by Jesus, has made you well. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.